Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President for Business Policy at Small Business Policy, I should say, at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. Check them out and see what they have to offer there, folks. They do a lot of great work standing up for you and me. Giovanni does an amazing job of keeping the folks in Washington, D.C. posted on what they're doing to help or hurt you and me and our small businesses. Giovanni, what are some other things that you're working on? By the way, and this the last thing we talked about in the consumer protection thing, folks, all of the stuff that Consumer Protection Bureau is going to do, the main thing they're going to do, since most of you don't look around and say and feel like you're being harmed by any financial organization, the main thing it's going to do is it's going to increase your cost of borrowing money. In my opinion, absolutely. Giovanni, that's what's going to happen. So that's the reason why I'm very much concerned about that organization on many levels. What are some other things, Giovanni, that you guys are working on these days?
Well, certainly this year is going to be a pivotal year for politics, and a lot of people ask what's the overlay or the environment when it comes to the political system and the parties, and we've seen just a taste on that, and people really don't like the fact that there's fights, but the two political parties seem to be inhabiting different intersecting dimensions of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, the two parties are fighting over values. It's not dollars. And in a fight over values, it's, you know, you just can't compromise.
It's because both parties, the moderates have left both parties, basically, haven't they?
Correct. It's squeezed the middle, and you have a lot of people on both ends, but it really is a fight over values, the size of government and who pays for it, the fight over the debt, deficit, entitlements, taxes. We have a lot to be resolved this year. You have a tax system that fundamentally expires at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a growing internet presence on sales, and there's no sales tax mm-hmm. off of those. So, I mean, that's another issue that's going to be addressed or should be watched.
Is the Chamber's position on that?
Well, we're neutral because we certainly have members on both sides of that, but we actually realize there could be some pain inflicted on small businesses that don't have the ability to address the 1,000 different sales tax
over 7,000 precincts, taxing precincts in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah.
The Bush era tax cuts are expiring with state tax, dividends, mm-hmm. Capital gains. AMT, you have a docs fix every year. The Congress has to kick in $30 billion to make sure that Medicare isn't slashed. We have a landmark Supreme Court health care decision
that's going to be a tectonic plate shift. Whatever is decided, folks, there is an earthquake coming. It will probably happen sometime in June, but there is an earthquake coming on the policy front, and that will be when the Supreme Court makes their announcement this summer.
Yes, and
about the health care, whether parts of it are unconstitutional or not, and that sort of thing.
And that's going to be landmark. That's going to be a pivotal decision. So much is going to happen, yet not going to happen, and it's going to be determined by the elections. This November, businesses and individuals and people, regardless of their vision of what should take place, as far as our direction, will have a chance to really vote on the value and direction of this country. And I think more so now than ever before that will take place.
One thing I want people to see, I want people to look at Europe and see what's happening over there. And it doesn't take long to look over there and see that their system is a failed system. And if you like that, if you like that system, then you should vote that way. Because in America, this year, you're going to have an opportunity to vote for an American-type system or a European-type system. Giovanni, that's what I think. And I think that's what people need to decide. Do I want an American-type system or a European-type system? What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, how the size of government, certainly if big governments and big unions were the answer, Greece would be boomtown.
That's right, exactly. USChamber.com. Giovanni, thanks for the hard fight that you're doing up there. Keep up the good work and keep us posted on how things are going.
Thank you, Jim.
Giovanni Cortolo, folks. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.